You're listening to the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 17th of March. I'm Susanna Streeter. Time now for a look at what's been happening on the financial markets. Some stocks on Wall Street have nudged lower. The price of oil has fallen again, but Doug McIntyre from the financial website 24/7 Wall Street told me some investors think rock bottom is still some way off.
There was speculation that it could go as low as $20 when it made a low in February. I think there are a lot of people who are willing to concede that $30 is fair, and then there are a few outliers. I don't think anybody believes them, but there are a few analysts who say we're back to where it could go to $20.
How is this all translating into the financial markets? What's the pressure on energy stocks? Continued downward pressure?
Well, I think most of the downward pressure on stocks right now has more to do with the Federal Reserve than anything else. The oil, as you know, is a mixed blessing. It tends to help consumers because it brings down gas and home oil prices. It's helped some companies that are use petrochemicals. But as you know, big oil companies are massive employers, and there are a lot of big oil companies where this is hurting their earnings badly. So it's a mixed blessing.
The other impact, perhaps, today is the fact that construction of new homes really plummeted in February as that really fierce winter weather took hold. To what extent has that pushed down stocks?
I think that that may have hurt the market early, but it became clear that there's at least a chance that the activity will catch up to itself in February or March. So I would put a pin in that right now and say, what does the report look like a month from now? If a fair amount of that has been recovered as the weather improves, then I think it'll be shrugged off.
And that was Doug McIntyre from Wall Street 24/7. Let me give you some of the latest numbers from the financial markets. Now, on Wall Street, the Dow is down 0.7% at 17,849. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.5% at 68.37.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.